Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, text, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Good morning, Reesa. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Reesa, I don't believe this. August 15th? What's happening to our summer?
It's a wonderful summer. It's a wonderful summer. At least here in Los Angeles, we have great
and
weather.
It hasn't been too hot.
It hasn't been too cold. We still have the drought, but it's still been great, as opposed to other people who are under, like, 6 feet of water.
Oh, my God. Floods are all over. But, yeah, our summer continues on, really. I mean, after August, and it's September, it's November, it's whatever, it's still the same weather. Is it boring to you?
No. I mean, we haven't had a real winter in a while. But, you know, it's California. That's why I live here. You know, if I wanted seasons, I'd live somewhere else. Matter of fact,
well,
being raised in Los Angeles, I didn't know what seasons were. When people talk about the trees turning brown, I really had no idea, even when I saw the pictures. And one year, I finally went back east in full-blown fall, and the trees really were beautiful. But still, I'd rather live in California.
Reesa, if you want the snow, I think if you drive 1 hour, you could be in the snow up in Big Bear through the winter. And
yeah,
it,
but we don't have the real beautiful snow-like places where it really snows and freezes over, and they don't have man-made snow thrown in. But I don't have any need to visit snow anymore, so I'm good.
Well, Reese, Hollywood Weekly Magazine's out. You've probably seen the cover. You know who's on the cover.
I haven't seen it yet. I know who's on it. I haven't seen it yet. I got to see it live and in person.
Determination, drive himself, and resilience. Eric Zuli's on the cover, and it's going to be out of the stands now. But I know, it's just, this is exciting. But anyway, I believe we're rolling into our hot topic, Eric, time here.
Absolutely. Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic. My hot topic today are the Olympics. I'm not a big sports fan. Most of the time, I have no idea what sports season it is. And I'm not the biggest Olympian fan either. But these Olympics have truly been exciting. They've been setting world records and Olympic records and team records and the swimming, the gymnastics, the track and field. It's really been an exciting week. I've pretty much been glued to the Olympics. I even watched a little bit of golf. Now, I can't tell you exactly what happened in the golf, but I even watched a little bit of that. And that's, if of all the sports, that's probably my least favorite sport to ever watch. And I don't have a favorite. So what can I tell you? But the Olympics have been totally exciting. I've been looking at the final five. They have just been doing fantastic things. There's still a couple of events left for Simone, I think, to be in. And Gabby's been doing great, and the other women have been doing great. I mean, they've been just getting gold after gold after gold. And, of course, the swim teams, what can we say? I mean, the men's and the women's swimmers have just been awesome. The divers have been great. The gymnasts have been great. The world's fastest man, can you believe this man? I mean, it's really been an incredible Olympic season. Now, I'm probably not going to remember the names of the athletes, but I'm going to remember that I did enjoy watching the Rio Games. Now, they have had some problems. They've had a couple of robberies. I'm sure they've had more robberies than they've reported because they're trying to make it sound all good. But Brian Loft, I can't ever pronounce his last name, but at any rate, the swimmer that got robbed made it a really big deal because he's a great big star there. And then they were kind of a little inebriated, so that was a problem with them identifying the people. So there was some controversy over that. But all in all, the Olympic Games so far have gone pretty good. The athletes are great. Ceremony, it was a little long, but it was great. And we've still got more to come, so we can watch some more Olympics this week, and I'm looking forward to it. So that's my hot topic. What's yours, Jim?
Well, I'm just going to touch on some news updates, and Reith and I mentioned the flooding that's going on. Well, Mexico lost 40 people in storms they had because of mudslides triggered by rainstorms, and they said there was more on the way. In Macedonia, they had just unbelievable flooding there. They lost 23 people, and they said it's three times the normal rain that came down. Florida, as you know, has had major storm systems come in. Maryland, New Jersey, West Virginia all have had heavy flooding that caused evacuations. And now Louisiana is going through record-breaking rains and flooding. They needed 20,000 people rescued from that. We don't know. Is it the melting glaciers, climate change? What's causing all this? But whatever, that's what's going on with the flooding. And the Milwaukee riots, there was a young man shot, 23 years old, and it continued into cars being set on fire and turned over, and the National Guard's called in. It was a very precarious situation going on over there in Milwaukee. And moving on into sports, Ichino Suzuki became the 30th player to complete 3,000 hits. A Miami Marlins outfielder tripled to right field against the Colorado Rockies to join one of the most elite groups in baseball, 3,000 hits. And Serena and Venus Williams have had three gold medals in their doubles over the prior Olympics, and for the first time they lost. Kosovo wins the first gold in judo. And, of course, Michael Phelps, we know what happened there. He's up to 23 gold medals. I don't know if that record will ever be broke. And then you got Kate Lanicki gold in the 400 meter. It's just, we're pulling a lot of gold medals in there. It's really exciting. And as far as the stats go with this, the USA is in front with 26 gold medals. Great Britain comes in second with 15 gold. And China has 15. And Russia has 9. Then it goes down to Germany, France, Italy, and Japan. So the total is USA 69. Great Britain, 38, China, 45, Russia, 30. So everybody's doing their part. I mean, it is an amazing situation. It's like Reitha said, there's been a few incidents, but it hasn't been too bad. And Hulk Hogan, you remember the lawsuit going on. He did win his $40 million through that suit. Reitha, I know you're interested in the outcome of that. But anyway, that's just touching base on some. You know, Reith, it's quite an undertaking when a city takes on the Olympics. It's very expensive, very costly, and they balance it out. Is it worth what goes into it? But it does bring a lot of notoriety, and it's exciting. Have you been to the Olympics, Reith?
I haven't. In the time that it's been in Los Angeles, I have left the city. So
you got out of
town. The Olympics were here. I figure if I live to see the 2024 games, that's what I think Los Angeles is bidding for the next one, then I might stick around. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I believe we're running into a commercial time.
Absolutely.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Yes. Anyway, Rita.
Yes.
We have a very special guest coming on that's, I'll tell you, the baby boomers are going to want to listen to this young lady and go on the archive shows and listen to her over and over again. Her name is Kim Danatel. Now, she is the president of KD Benefits and Financial Services. And Kim and her team have helped hundreds of families protect, grow, and successfully pass on their assets to others. And it's just so, she covers so much in this field with taxes, probates, and so on and so forth. So I'm, let me see here. Kim, do we have you on?
Yes, you do. Good morning.
Okay, here we are. Rita, can I introduce you to Kim Danatel? And Kim, this is Rita Gray.
Good morning, Rita.
Good morning, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, Kim, I'll tell you, we've covered so many topics, but for the baby boomers, it gets down to, you know, like what you're doing, the financial survival. And
yes.
I'll tell you, we have not been doing very well lately, and you probably know that. The statistics don't paint a real pretty picture. What's happening here? We need your help.
Well, thanks. Thank you. Well, you know, entering into the stage of retirement really is kind of a tricky deal because there's so many different things that people need to learn really for the first time, and there's so much uncertainty and things that are unknown. So a lot of the clients I meet with, they almost feel shell-shocked because during their working years, they always had an HR department, somebody who was going to tell them, here's your benefit, here's your medical insurance, here's your pension or your 401k, here are the funds you get to choose from. So there's a lot of guidance for us as we're going through the working years. Then all of a sudden, we get going into retirement, and we're now responsible for it all. And we have to figure out, well, what's Social Security, and what happens if I make a mistake, and what's Medicare, and what's, you know, what's a pension? I don't have one. And, again, there's just so much uncertainty. And the biggest fear that most people have in retirement is the fear of running out of money, you know, living too long. And it's a real fear. And that's why I do what I do. I want to help people understand the things that they need to know and help them secure some more lifetime income so they can live with peace of mind knowing that they're going to be okay.
Exactly. And, you know, Kim, I kind of experienced some of this firsthand. I was in with my mother, which I gave her the choice to. I said, you can come to my house, your house, wherever you want to go. If you want to go to a rehab home, we call it, I will be there every day. And when you're back on your feet, we'll go back home again. I left that open. But what I saw, and I talked to some of the nurses, the people would come in and they would start running out of money to stay at these homes, which is expensive. And the nurse said, look, they were in better shape if they had nothing, because then the state or whatever would take over. But if they had property and so on, then it's the obligation, and then it's passed along to the family. And it was kind of a precarious situation for some of these people. They weren't ready, you said.
Yes, it's a really serious issue. And, you know, for those who don't know, if you plan on having the state help you with your long-term medical costs, the general qualifier is whether you're married or you're single, you're allowed to have one house and one car. And if you're single, then you need to spend down on all of your other assets except for only $2,000. Everything else has to go towards your medical costs or to the state to reimburse them for what they're doing for you. And if you're a married couple, again, you get that one house, that one car, and you can, you have to spend down on all of your assets except for $119,220. And while that's more than $2,000, you know, I tell my couples, you know, look at each other, because if one of you gets sick, and when you pass, you're leaving behind a healthy spouse. And how many healthy spouses can live on $119,220 for the rest of their life? It's a very big issue. And so there are several things that we discuss when we do the workshop. We go over these, but we have different ways in which we can at least try to protect some of our money. One is to talk to a trust attorney, because there are some ways in which you can protect your assets through a trust. It's very specialized, and I work with a couple of trust attorneys who specialize in that area, and I recommend those on for my folks. But the other way is, obviously, you can do a long-term care policy, which I don't think is very efficient. In my opinion, a long-term care health insurance-based policy, well, I'm happy for those who have it, you're really spending $1 to do one thing, and that's to provide long-term care coverage. Well, if you never need it, then that dollar is a waste. And if you need it, that's great, but then you're sick. So we do things called asset-based long-term care, and it's just one of the many things that we do. So we're going to take a look at an existing asset and see if we can position it to leverage it to do multiple things. So in case someone has a chronic illness, it's going to do something for you. But if you never have a long-term medical situation, it'll do something else for you. And there's also a lot of hybrid programs out there that we kind of put together to try to protect that money best as possible, so that both can live a very long life and have some certainty there.
Kim, what you're probably seeing a lot of is a lifetime of experience comes to your table. Couple that has worked for 40, maybe even 50 years, and with all this experience, and yet they're opening up a new door, this door to retirement, and now they're sitting across from you, and they really don't know that much about what to expect and what's going on. They're not prepared, right?
Exactly. And in many cases, they don't even know the questions to ask. Yeah, and you know, there's several risks. Go ahead.
You know, another one that I notice is causing some trouble, and it happened with my neighbor, who I thought, after all these years, I've seen him go to work. I lived across the street from him for 35, 40 years, and they went to work, both of them, like clockwork, and I thought years ago their house was paid for, and then I find out they're short-sailing their house. I almost fell over. And it turned out that they were borrowing on their home because of medical situations. And then they couldn't keep up with it anymore. You know, it's that deductible that they weren't ready for.
Well, it's the deductible. And you know, one of the things that people think, well, Medicare will pick up a lot. And typically what's going to happen is, if you have a medical condition that, by going through rehab and treatment, you are going to improve your condition, generally speaking, Medicare is going to be there for you. But if you get to the point where you're not able to perform, you know, some of those activities of daily living, and you're not going to improve in your services, basically you are deteriorating, that is not covered by Medicare. And that is where the exposure comes from. And, you know, you just never know when it's going to happen. And that really is a very big component, and it's a very big unknown in retirement. And it's definitely something we talk about, you know, but really kind of the number one risk that most people face is something called longevity risk. And that's the risk of not knowing how long we're going to live. And if you don't know how long you're going to live, how do you plan your money for that, you know? And, you know, the longevity risk is something that we call a risk multiplier. So the longer you live, the greater chance you have of running out of money, the greater chance you're going to be hit with a medical condition that could deplete your assets, the greater chance taxes could be higher, and now you're taking home way less than you thought. The greater chance you're going to experience a market loss. So that longevity risk coupled with a potential health risk really can be devastating if not properly planned for.
So this is basically what you're saying is a good motivational, you know, statement to make us get in shape and live longer so we can go through all this positive stuff you're saying.
Exactly.
It's like, holy smokes.
Yeah. The good news is you're healthy and you're living forever. The bad news is you're healthy and living forever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Now, Kim, you give workshops that people can come to learn more things.
Amazing. Yeah. Financial Survival Workshop.
Yes. In fact, I do workshops on a monthly basis here in Orange County. And I do my next series is actually this week. I've got one tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week, starting at 10:30 at the Claim Jumper in Mission Viejo. And I do a 90-minute workshop, and then, you know, buy everybody lunch, and then those who would like to come in and meet with me, there's never a cost to meet with me or work with me. we try and set those up. And then anybody who wanted to see about upcoming events could always go to my website, which I don't know if you want me to tell you that now, but.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's just go to www.kdbenefits.com, and that's K as in Kim, D as in David, benefits.com, and go under seminars, and we list out the upcoming seminars, the dates, the locations, and the times. You can either sign up online to attend or call my office, and we'll get you scheduled. It's 90 minutes really well spent. We talk about, you know, pretty high level because we can't get into too much detail, but we talk about, you know, the chronic illness situation. We talk about, you know, mistakes made when passing your IRA money to your next generation, to the next generation. You know, in many cases, the government becomes your single biggest beneficiary because of the taxes that your family pays on your inherited IRAs. You know, and there's some... With some proper planning, we can help people mitigate that situation. We talk about, you know, the potential stock market impact. How do we get your money safe? How do we get it to last a lifetime? You know, we talk a little bit about Social Security. So we're talking,
You've probably heard some sad stories because, you know, we hear this stuff on TV, on the radio, whatever, about seniors that have some money put aside, but they try to invest some in a certain situation and lose it. And wow, and, you know, it's losing it, Tim, you know, losing it at 30 is different than losing it at 65. And Retha knows my story. I put a lot of homes and they got washed away in Katrina. And that was, but you know, you just don't know, you know, what's around the corner. We say, if you want to give God a laugh, tell him your plans, right? You just don't know what's around the corner. But,
Yeah, and there's a very big distinction. I don't do anything that's risk based. In other words, everything I work with my clients is all safety based, and I consider myself a preservation and income distribution specialist. So my number one job for my clients is first off to get the money that they cannot afford to lose, to get that money safe, and then depending on their situation, they may just want to grow it a little bit to pass it along, or they may need to position it to create additional streams of lifetime income. So
too much.
Depending
this is,
on
this is yeah. Kim, I'll tell you. Do you mind coming on another 20 times? Because this kind of stuff
I will come on as many times as you'll have me.
I can see the
actually,
baby horse
the,
just kind
the
of
luncheon sounds. The luncheon sounds like a good idea. So there's no fee to come to the workshop.
Correct.
And you provide lunch.
And I provide lunch. And there's no
and
fee
you give
to
information.
Work with
me.
So
that is
Claim
awesome.
Jumper.
Now, you don't have to come all 3 days. It's just one day, right?
Yeah, I do the same seminar each day. Right.
Perfect.
Come on
so
down,
again, Reed. This week it's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, August 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Claim Jumper in Mission Viejo. That's 27845 Santa Margarita.
Yep.
Right. 10:30 a.m. You coming down, Reed? You going to come down?
No, I'm not going to make it down to Orange County this week. I already have to come, I think, one day this week.
Yeah.
I'm an L.A. girl.
Good girl.
It's a little far.
Orange County's not that far, so you could, anyone in the Southern California area can get to you within the length of time it takes to get to anywhere else. Almost down the street in L.A., it takes an hour to get there.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Just anybody who would like to come, if you just would be kind enough to call the office or go online and just let us know, because we would like to give you a name badge. We need to let the kitchen know how many lunches that could be possibly coming. And the phone number is 949-491-8010.
Okay.
And
good.
The website again?
It's KDBenefits.com.
KDBenefits.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kim.
I can see that you have a great deal of information. I wish I had known this 30 years ago. So my tip to everyone who is now 30 and think you don't need this information, this is when you need the information, not when you're in retirement. You need to start at 30. I wish someone had made me understand that.
Exactly.
And it's very
too late. At least get involved. Start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's true.
So,
well, thank you, Kim.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. You guys have a great day.
And I know you're a busy lady, and maybe I'll see you down there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
See, Reetha, I told you, talking about a wealth of information, right?
Absolutely.
And the thing is, like you said, this is the kind of stuff we wish we knew 30 years ago, right?
Absolutely. And that brings us up to, I don't know if we're going to go to gyms or tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, today's tech time is going to be about Pokemon Go. Now, I know our audience could care less about Pokemon Go. However, for the most part, I'm sure you've all heard about it over the last few weeks. It's been all the rage. It's a phone game. It's a game you play on your cell phone, and you actually go in search of the Pokemon. Now, for us, most of us are grandparents of children who grew up with Pokemon. And I remember when the cards first came out and my grandson was so excited about them and he watched the Pokemon cartoon and he collected the cards. I didn't get it then. I don't particularly get it now. But I do get the concept of the game, because the game is a way of still playing a video game, but it's also just kind of blended into the real world. So what's happening is people are looking on their phones. They're getting instructions on where the Pokemon gyms are, which is like the hangout where they have their battles. And they have Pokemon, different places where the Pokemon are just hanging out. And you can go and catch them. But it's not just sitting up in your room looking at them on a screen. You actually have to get up, go out into the real world. And the Pokemon are superimposed on the real landscape where you're walking. Now, this sounds like incredible to those of us who haven't kept up with technology, and even those of us who have. This is like bringing everything to a whole new dimension. It's not virtual reality because you're not immersed in it, but actually your game world is immersed in your real world. So you go around, they have them all over the world in different countries. The problem has been people are looking at their phones. They're not watching while they're crossing the streets. They're not paying attention to where they're walking. They're walking into things. People are congregating in places where known Pokemon are hanging out, which has become a whole social event because these are other people who are interested in Pokemon. And it's really kind of a fun game. And now, for those of us who could care less about that, let me tell you an interesting tidbit about Pokemon. They have a thing where you can hook up your business and have Pokemons at your business. So if you own a neighborhood coffee shop or restaurant,
you can actually set it up so that Pokemon are outside of your restaurant. And you can even offer things, incentives, for people to come to your store. If they, you know, if they come and catch a Pokemon at your store, you can offer them, you know, 10% off or whatever. So it's also a way to advertise and drive people to your business, people who normally would not have been at your business. And Pokemon is not just being played by 12-year-olds. It's from young kids to grandparents are playing it. So even though you may not be interested in downloading the Pokemon app, you can. It's free. There are some things that you can additionally pay for, and I just wish I had thought of this game first. What can I tell you? Because they're going to sell this for $1 billion, I'm sure. And they'll keep it for a couple of months, and they're going to sell it, and they're just going to be uber rich. But aside from that, it's a fun game. It's a fun way of socializing. It's a fun way of getting some exercise, because most of it you need to walk in the places to. And don't drive and play Pokemon. But it's a fun game, it's all the rage, and like I said, you too can download and get your own Pokemon. So that's my tech time for today. And that brings
Pokemon.
Us up to Jim.
Very interesting, Reese, very interesting. Well, ways to make a smooth transition to retirement.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim.
And that's what it's all about, ways to make a smooth transition to retirement. An article I saw on USA Today, many people have the time of their lives in retirement while others feel adrift, especially when they're in a transition into a new lifestyle, into the life cycle. Well, you know, that's just it. It's transition. And what Kim is talking about, sometimes it can be a shock. So about, well, two-thirds of retired baby boomers say they had challenges adapting to this change in their life. One survey showed among the toughest parts was missing day-to-day social connections with colleagues, getting used to a new and different routine, and finding ways to give meaning and purpose to their lives. You know, you figure you're taking all of a sudden a job where you're a management or a CEO or whatever, and it just stops. So it is a shocking transition sometimes. Realizing that retirement may be your best opportunity to maximize time spent doing what you really like to do, says psychologist Mary Langrod, co-author of How to Age in Place, written by her husband, Robert Bloomstein. Some people know exactly what they want to do and where and whom. Others, often those who had devoted a lot of time and efforts and responsibilities and duties that didn't necessarily make them happy. They need time and permission to break down old habits and create new patterns. All right. Doing your homework may help to safeguard the resources that will enable you to age successfully. Plan to get out and be around with others. Now, we covered that in some prior shows. You know, get into those volunteer services or hobbies or whatever. Stay as healthy as you can. I mean, without your health, you're not going to be able to do everything that you're planning on doing or meeting people, getting around, sports, hobbies, whatever. Understand the transition to retirement. All right, it's a process that takes time. Okay, you know, you're not going to just jump right out of sitting in the office, and yet this takes time. You got to meet people, like I told you in other shows, where you got to go online and see what's going on out there. Be prepared for the shock when you identify when your identity has changed. Of course, you know, you're no longer so and so that was doing this or whatever you're doing. It's you turn around and you're a whole different world now. So take the time to learn about all this. Find your passion. Take an honest look at your individual situation. And take a deep breath and analyze it and keep busy. Aretha and I go over that in shows. You can't just plan on retiring and sitting around and, you know, it'll happen. You'll get out of shape. Do your research. Get into hobbies. Get into, if it's a new business, if it's a transition into a new business, you want to start your own business. There's so many ways and so many avenues out there, so many people you can meet, and you just, well, or like Aretha, you just keep going and going. But, well, Aretha, that's kind of a just a general outlook on, you know, when you get into the retirement era. It doesn't have to be sitting in the backyard watching the grass grow, right? So, you know, this is what we're talking about. When you have a situation where, say you are a CEO, but a lot of us aren't. Okay, so you're working, but whatever you're doing, you're an expert at it. Expert. You've been doing it for 40 years or longer. And, you know, like these people, they get out of the military or whatever aspect. And now all of a sudden they're looking around. The bottom line is keeping in shape, keeping busy. You know, I've met just too many people that just don't follow through with that. And eventually it becomes a habit. Well, it's easy to wake up and sit around and watch TV and you start getting out of shape. And slowly but surely, you'll find yourself, it gets to the point where it just takes a little bit longer to get up. It takes a little bit longer to just do anything and you're out of breath. You don't want that to happen. You can go on for quite a while. So, you know, that it's kind of common sense, guys. Just stick to the common sense. And listen to people like Kim, because you want to get your financial house in order. Otherwise, you're in the struggle mode. And then again, we covered the fact that if it is finances that's needed, there's alternative methods out there. Going into business for yourself, do your homework. You have to do your homework. And if you need to go out and find work, find something that's not far and something you may enjoy doing. So that's basically the tips of the day. And now for
awesome. You
know, breathe, right? I mean, you're an example of someone that just stays in the field. But you did have a little section there where you did retire in a way, right? Several years ago from...
I've never retired? I've changed what I do. But,
okay.
Yeah, I've never worked full-time. Well, I won't say never, but I very seldom work full-time, but I've never... Retired full-time. So
yeah.
I some jobs I do, I work more than others. Like the acting is very sporadic, but it can be very intense. And then other things I've done have been, you know, even less sporadic than acting. So it just depends. There's all kinds
of
stuff.
Well, read Hollywood Weekly
world.
Magazine, August issue. You got to go out and find it at your newsstand. And Eric Zulli, Determination, Drive, Resilience on the front cover, holding his cell phone. And there's so many interesting articles in there.
And that's available at newsstands all over town?
Well, there's you can go online to Eric's site. You can go to the easy way. Well, we got ericzulli.net, or download the Easy Way app, or text 21777 to Easy Way. And August 27th, there's a soft launch for the Easyway Rewards Visa card, Reith. I don't know if you're on top of that. We got the Easyway Rewards Visa card, which is exciting. And, you know, Eric's just moving into so many fields. It's amazing. And this magazine was very exciting. And there's articles in there about him and the transition to the social media. And the world is changing, Reith. The world's changing. And you've been along for the ride, and you stay. Of course, you're one of the people that stayed with the tech. And, you know, some baby boomers are, some are getting into it very slowly. But it is an advantage, and it doesn't have to be difficult. You know, it doesn't have to be difficult.
So, right. Better late than never.
We're getting into the out-of-time category. I think we went over a little bit. We want to thank Kim for being on the show, and I'm going to get down to her workshop because she's got so much information. And it's exciting. So I'll share it with you, Reith, when I get down there. And
okie dokie.
Other than that, I think unfortunately we're out of time again. It just goes so fast. We hang up the phone, and the week flies by, and here we are again. So everybody, we'll be talking to you next week. Tune in. And Reith,
right,
until then,
we'll be back next Monday morning, 10 a.m. same place, same time. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good, Reith. All right, everybody, take care, and we'll have a good, safe week. Talk to you next week. for Radio Boomers Live. Signing off.
You've been listening to Radio Boomers Live on Easy Way Broadcasting. Please don't forget to like our Easy Way Radio Facebook fans page. That's spelled letter E, letter Z. To like all our other amazing shows. And don't forget to text EZ to the number 21777 to subscribe and follow the Easy Way movement. Don't forget to pick up your issue of Hollywood Weekly Magazine at local newsstands from Orange County to Los Angeles. Thank you so much. Tune in next week.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.